Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
A three-word phrase that makes a man totally irresistible to women, according to psychology. Anybody want to take a crack at it?
I have money.
Nope. But that's what all the men on the text machine are saying.
Nice penis here.
Nope.
Don't want kids.
Don't want kids. Nope, but that would do it for you.
I'm financially stable.
These are all big ones.
I'm mentally stable.
Really big one.
Ooh, I'm in therapy.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm in therapy like that, Malin.
No douche canoe.
Working on myself.
Nope. Red flag.
Red flag, yeah.
Not mama's boy.
Somebody was shook just now.
Felt like they had a sunburn for a second.
So nobody said, I love you?
Nah, that's too obvious.
No one said, you look beautiful. Let's go shopping. How's your mother? Nothing like that.
How's your mother?
Yeah. Nobody came close, though.
Hey, go.
None of those by themselves will soften her heart into a warm putty.
Okay.
The three most attractive words a man can say to a woman can trigger a man's spine to straighten and make a woman swoon. According to psychology, the three-word phrase that makes a man irresistible to women is...
Say something that I've said before.
I got this.
Oh.
I got this.
I got this.
Yeah.
You want to hear an example? I wish I could say I figured this one out myself, but a lady friend had to point it out to me, writes this psychiatrist. Once she did, I looked back at my intimate relationships and saw overwhelming evidence for her case everywhere. We were having coffee when she started telling me about her new boyfriend. He was refined and kind, loving and intelligent, a creative artist, an accomplished one at that. She felt he was a good man and she was happy. Then she told me about the first morning that he stayed overnight at her place. And that's when she lit up. The psychiatrist says. On that particular morning, her dog woke her up early, 5:30 a.m., like they often do. And before she could react, her new man opened his eyes and looked at her and said, I got this, and got out of bed and took her dog out, fed the dog, brought the dog back in, and got back in bed. That is a simple gesture.
That is.
But I can see why that would be powerful, right?
Oh, yeah. I feel like that goes for a lot of things. Like walking up to the door, they go up behind you. I got it.
She said these words slid from his mouth as smooth as a river stone and strong as steel. She said, I actually swooned and relaxed. Under his sudden spell, she felt herself completely protected and cherished by a man's love for the first time. He said all of those things by saying that one phrase and then backing it up.
Mm-hmm.
That makes it seem pretty simple, doesn't it?
It is pretty simple.
It's a simple act of kindness that shows respect. It shows you've been paying attention.
Yeah, but it's also like the first week or whatever of the relationship. Everyone's on their best behavior.
You don't think it would work now for you, Steve?
It's more likely that it's going to happen and work at the beginning of the relationship.
Probably,
but that's the hooking them in phase.
That's when you're trying to get them to follow.
That's when it's the most important, but you got to follow through the right way. Because if you say I got this, and then you take the dog and throw it out the window, not gonna work.
Like Dwight on the Office when he was taking care of Angela's cats, and the one was sick, so he put it in the freezer to die.
Like talk to me when they're 3 years in or 5 years in, and see if I got this. See if that still works. Because he's not gonna be doing it anymore.
I think the important part is that it's consistent because
I feel like I still
everybody
do it.
Does that in the honeymoon phase of like you wear your best face. But yeah, when you're 2, 3, 5, 10, 20 years in and you're in bed and a baby's crying or a dog needs to go out or you're just too tired to do whatever the morning routine is or the night routine is, that I got this is so nice at any point in the relationship. And especially if they follow through with it and it's actually part of like their character. I like taking care of stuff for people. I know, like, my roommate's had a tough day and I'm about to take Muffin for a walk, I always take her dog for a walk. And she's always like, thank you so much. Girl, I got this. Like, that ain't no thing. Mm-hmm. I will gladly take that off your plate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's key. That's my life fuel, to be useful. Yeah. I like to feel useful.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's
I think it works for me.
What the psychiatrist, the person writing the article, says that man said to her girlfriend when he said, I got this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take on this uncomfortable mission-oriented task because that's how I can best offer my masculine energy right now while honoring your delicious gift of feminine energy to my life.
Okay.
I will demonstrate my deep commitment to your care by ensuring you can stay warm under the covers and linger in the moment of blissful, embodied reverie.
Wow, okay. Man. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Okay, women, you find a guy who will say, I got this. Men, you find a woman who will internalize that entire paragraph. From what you just did, because that is a real feat, too.
See, if that happened to me and a guy said that, like, I got this and got up and took my dog, I'd be like, that is so nice. I get to stay here cozy in bed and see his cute little butt walk away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is great.
What if it looked like bad pancake mix when he got out? It's the first time he saw it in the daylight.
Oh, then I might just roll over and ignore it, pretend I didn't see
it. Put on a robe first.
Maybe think, oh, that was just a sleep paralysis demon, I guess.
Yeah. Keep it simple, guys. Say, I got this, and hopefully the woman will go, ooh, my lips just got fat.
She got a plumpy.
Ooh.
So that's the female equivalent of a halfsie?
Yeah, I think we talked about it before.
Yeah, you get a plumpy. Yeah, I got you halfway there, just saying, I got this, and then you got to go the rest of the way. And now you'll get this. There you go.
They say that studies have suggested that women are drawn to men who can effectively manage their emotions. Well, that's something men are great at.
Yeah.
Including those that arise when confronting a challenging situation. The phrase, I got this, can signal to a woman a level of emotional intelligence and control.
Yeah. I see all that. That's a lot for how simple it seems in my brain. It's like, God, you just took something so simple off my plate. And now I, like you said, Malin, I just get to lay here and chill because you got this.
Yeah.
That is as easy as it is. I think when you read into it that much, that's a lot.
I think she's doing it for her job.
For sure.
But you're
for
right. Sure. I wouldn't expect, like, if Kayla needed to do something, I'd say, I got this.
Yeah.
I wouldn't expect her to sit there and get all starry-eyed, especially after, you know, it's been nearly 5 years, not expecting, you know, that. But it's reaffirming. It's a nice way to reaffirm, hey, I love you.
Yeah.
And this is and it goes both ways. I know there are plenty of things that Kayla will be like, let me do that for you, because I know those sorts of things drive you crazy.
Yeah.
And man, that is awesome when that happens.
Yeah, it's a small thing that you could easily just not do. Yes. So when you do it, people notice that.
That's one thing. Like you said, Steve, though, I was hanging out with somebody for a very short period of time. And in the very beginning, they would come over and do the whole, I got this, like, oh, you're cooking, I got this. Oh, you're cleaning this up, I got this. And so everything kind of balanced out, and then they got really comfortable, and suddenly it wasn't, I got this. It was, how do I do this? How do I do this? What do you need me to do? And it was like, oh, you went from the, I got this, dude, to how do I do this? So
learned helplessness.
Yeah, I know you're capable, and now you're just like, so annoying. Yeah. Ew.
That's awful.
Gross.
This text, I've been with my husband for a total of 7 years. This weekend, he got up and said, I got her, baby, to take our puppy out. I was so thankful. It reminded me why I married him. That's wild. Because it's simple, right?
Oh, yeah.
It would be easy to do that as a dude or a woman and just think, well, it's just, you know, we're a team.
Yeah.
We do things together.
Mm-hmm.
And not think of it any deeper, but it is meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think it's one of those things, too, that kind of you catch your heart fluttering a little bit and you're like, oh, we still got it. We're good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Thought that was fun perspective. Some people are saying, no woman would ever think that. They get everything wrong. That guy is
They get everything wrong. I mean, some people get everything wrong.
Checks from the Capital Region. Real women internalize simple sayings in the wrong way all the time. Good luck with this. What does that even mean?
Yes.
Don't
try.
Seriously, I would love to know what you're referring to. What's the phrase that you think real women get wrong all the time by internalizing?
Yeah, I think what that is a display of lack of emotional intelligence. What you're you're just not being able to look at it from a bigger, broader picture. I mean, you might be with the wrong woman if you do those things and she doesn't appreciate it.
Yeah, you might be.
You might be with the wrong woman. Some women won't appreciate that. Some people don't get it. That's fine.
Or you're just a loser.
Or you're a loser.
Who spends too much time in chat rooms.
Right. Yeah. Could be that.
Likes to rip on women texting into radio shows.
It could be you say, I got this, and then bitch about it the whole time you're doing it.
Could be that, too. Whoa, yeah.
That's worse.
That is so much worse, because at that point, I'd rather just do it myself.
Ooh, let me just take the dog out for you. I didn't even want the damn dog. Imagine that. Mm-hmm. Now it's just you're picking a fight.
You do things only to
keep tabs.
Build up your tally so that,
keep score.
She can get you back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't turn into a martyr.
Text, thanks, Maitland. I have a chicken named Plumpy because she's plump. But now I know that's what you call it when you get a female chubby. I'll never look at my chicken the same. I bet not.
Yeah. Chubby chicken named Plumpy?
Yeah. Or the rooster.